Hey, audio boom, audio boom. It's now time for another Peak Clay audio boom. Hey, everybody, how's it going? Peak Clay here with another just amazing audio boom about to happen here. Was going through the paper the other day and saw something rather interesting. It was a question and answer, and the question was, what happened to David Gregory? He was on Meet the Press and the Today Show at times. What happened? Well, David Gregory left NBC in 2014. He had been replaced on Meet the Press by Chuck Todd when the show's ratings declined under David Gregory. As for what he's doing now, what is he doing now? In May, he will be the keynote speaker for Harvard? The New England Journal of Medicine? No? How about the Ron Bailey School of Broadcasting? Keynote speaker? No, Mr. Gregory will be the keynote speaker for the American Boating Congress, an issues group of the boating industry. So just remember, folks, one day you're host of Meet the Press, the next you're addressing the American Boating Congress. Hey, that's still better than Brian Williams, probably. We'll see if we ever see him again. Anyway, what I was really on my mind, since I've got so much more time on these audio booms now than just 3 minutes, I saw the new TV show, The Last Man on Earth, starring Will Forte and Kristen Schaal, somebody like that, as the last two people on Earth. And I'm going to give it one more episode. Right now it's getting about a C-. Here's the issue. There's so much opportunity here, and it really actually should have been like a cable show or a Netflix or Amazon show to give it kind of 10 minutes there. There goes the dog barking there. Soon he might be the last dog on Earth. You didn't see that. No dog. So anyway, a virus wipes out the human race, and for 2 years, Mr. Forte is the only one left, and he's going around the whole United States looking for any signs of human life anywhere, and you don't see anybody. There's no electricity, no water, but yet he's got enough gasoline to drive all over the country. But that's side issues. This show turns when he's about ready to commit suicide, and just before he does, and in a stupid way. I mean, there's such a less painful way that you could have just ended it all. But just as he's about to, he notices something in the distance that could prove another human being is out there, and is it, of course, a female. And here's where the problems lie. It's just the stereotype of the male. What's the problem? You know, if I want to drive as fast as I want to drive, of course, he drives the big pickup truck. She drives the smart car. He wants to break all the rules. She wants to follow all the rules. He never shaves and drinks beer and anything else he can find, a margarita pool, and she grows tomatoes and all this stuff. So it's just like, it's like TV 101, the big doof male, and oh, the female. And, you know, she's cute, but not overly, but she at least tries, you know, to make herself attractive type of thing, and she wants all these things. So that's it would just let me to think is like, what if you were the last, and when I say man, the last man alive or whatever, meaning humanity, let's not get into semantics here. So you're the last person alive. What would you do type of thing? Would you just sit around and sulk, you know? I mean, obviously, but after 2 years, you either get over it or I guess you end it, or you just things just happen naturally and you just croak out. So, and then the other thing is like, now they're saying, oh, well, we need to repopulate the human race. Says who and why? What are you going to, and this is why it should be a cable show, not a network show. What are you going to do? Grow up a whole bunch of, you know, inbred species? And then what if he only has daughters? What's he do? He's supposed to knock up his own daughters then? So, no, it's just, I don't know. Well, like I said, I'll give it one more episode. But it did get me to at least think, you know, what if you were the last man alive? And is it any different in your own world when the whole world is just based on your perspective of things? Are you really the only person alive? Are you just a brain in a vat? Oh, ho, ho. The philosophical discussions come around. So anyway, C minus for now, maybe one more episode, and then I'm going back to just watching The Voice. Anyway, or doing audio booms, because this is fun. If you've missed any of my audio booms, you can get them on Twitter or at my Radio Affliction website, radioaffliction.com. There, all my other podcasts and other thoughts and everything are there. You can also follow me on Twitter at Radio Affliction. There, everything I'm thinking about seeing, retweeting, anything along those lines are there at that. So or if you don't have Twitter and you don't want to sign up or anything like that, it's twitter.com/radioaffliction. Why don't you just start your own audio boom? I'm just babbling here. He's like, hey, if this guy can babble, I can babble. You know, get your own audio boom, audioboom.com, and do it yourself and join in on the fun. It's a blast. Audio boom, audio boom. This has been a Pete Clay audio boom.